Hey, this is Kate. This isn't a full episode, and it may not even be made up of full thoughts, but I wanted to send out some form of proof of life. I'm still here. I'm still breathing in and out, and sometimes that's the best I got, and other days, like today, I was able to crawl down to my basement and try to hit record and see what happens. So, I've mentioned, I think, that at the end of January, I had a cortisone injection in the back of my neck because some of my arm issues were recurring after the spinal fusion surgery last year. I have no idea whether that is related to the rest of this or not. That's just sort of when the start clock turned on for me. A couple of days later, I ended up in the ER with what's called a spinal headache. It's like a migraine but in the wrong place, and it's super uncomfortable. And they did an MRI and that sort of thing and said, no, it looks fine. And so I got sent home. And that refrain of, no, it looks fine, go home, became the story of my life. Between February 1st and March 10th, 2023, I was in the emergency room 10 times, mostly because if I miss 2 doses of my anti-epilepsy med, I have to go get hydrated and get the medication by IV just to prevent a seizure, which is a big priority of mine. And so most of those visits ended up with me being processed exactly that, as though I had some sort of short-term 24-hour GI bug, no big deal. Except it never stopped. I'd get a day or two after hydration where I'd feel better, and then it got bad again. And I'm sparing you the details, but it got really bad to the point where in that 6-week period, I lost 25 pounds. Not one of those was intentional. And it's not a good look when you lose that much weight that much, that quickly. I'm weak and I'm uncoordinated and lethargic and all bad things. And it got scarier and scarier. You know, I'd have some days when I was lucky where I could sleep it all off, but I had other days where I was sick, rushing for the bathroom 4, 5, 6 times in a day, and I hadn't eaten. As of today, March 19th, I don't recall the last solid food I had. Certainly don't recall the last solid food I had that stayed down. So that's really, it's really scary. And my blood pressure started to spike to dangerous levels. Like my norm is around 120 over 60. And suddenly we were seeing numbers like 199 over 114. And that's not right. That's not safe. So, kicking and screaming a little bit, I went back to the ER again on March 10th, by which point in time I already had what's called a PICC line in place, PICC. It's like a durable IV, so I could be on IV fluids at home. But fluids wasn't enough. Fluids was keeping me alive, but I had no energy and my thought process was eroding and it wasn't good. So went back to the hospital on Monday the 10th, spent another week in, and I just got home. Now I'm on something called TPN, Total Parenteral Nutrition, which means all of my nutrition is coming in through the IV. I only ingest anything through my mouth to take medications and maybe to try Jell-O once in a while to make sure we're keeping my blood sugar as level as it can. I don't have diabetes, but I don't want to end up with it, you know? So I still have lots of tests to do. I still have lots of specialists to see. Nobody ever gave me a solid diagnosis as to what has happened or why. But those tests can all happen on an outpatient basis. I have visiting nurses coming to the home a couple of times a week. And me laying in a hospital bed away from my family where I cannot get physically comfortable and the room is never dark and the door is never closed and I never know for sure when somebody's going to come in and need me for something, that was eroding at my sense of sanity, such as it is. So I'm home. I haven't given up. I'm still going to go to all of these testing things, and I'm on this TPN now, which one helpful doctor pointed out to me that, you know, all it does is teach your GI system to stop working and people die a couple years earlier, which I tell you what, I didn't need to hear, especially because he didn't have an alternative suggestion. He was just helping make sure that I shared his anxieties. And I thought, buddy, I got anxieties of my own. But everybody else has said, you're doing what you need to do. Give your system a break for a couple of days. And then we'll talk about reintroducing actual foods once your lab work levels out and you seem ready. So that's the plan. And I don't know from there. Like, I don't know. You guys know me. If you listen to this show, you know that I tend to sort of shrug off health stuff a little bit or find it sort of wryly amusing because I've gone through so much of it. And so compare and contrast that mindset to as recently as Monday night, me sitting on my bed next to my husband, who is my best friend and knows me better than anybody else in the world. And I'm just rocking and sort of incoherently moaning, except when I can say, I'm so scared. I don't know what to do. I don't want to die like this. Like, that's where I got in my head. So I'm not there now. I'm more level. Obviously, I'm recording. Although I tell you what, I get tired really fast. So as soon as this is up, I'm going back to bed. Willem has been my rock through all of this. He's been keeping the kids together and the house together, and I didn't even know how he does it. I feel like I have some really solid doctors behind me. You know, obviously I've learned from the one that I won't be working with him again, but I already had another gastroenterologist that I usually work with on an outpatient basis, so that's fine. But overall, I have a solid team that I think cares about me and my quality of life rather than just what diagnosis I can furnish them. I miss me. I miss my life. I miss enjoying the stupid little things that make me happy, usually. You know, tasting things or driving. Or hugging my kids without worrying about them hitting the pick line because that's still a little sore. So I'm working on it. I promise you guys I will not ever give up. And having people check in on me, that has been wonderful. If you follow me on social media, you know, it's IWB Podcast on Twitter, or it's just my name, Kate Wallinga on Facebook. There's some photos, not too graphic, and just, you can see, this is what it looks like when somebody loses fight, but you can't completely lose fight when the people around you fight for you, and that helps. A lot of people have sent money via the Grubhub app to iwbpodcast@gmail.com. On the logic that I really have everything I need in a physical sense, but my family still needs to eat even when I cannot. like where I'm at right now is that we're going to assume I'm not going to eat for at least another 5 or 6 days, and then we will see. So that's been amazing. They know that they can get a full meal that is not a box of mac and cheese. And I'm so grateful for every one of you. Dollar amounts notwithstanding, like, everything helps. And I thank you. I don't know when I'll be back to recording. I've blocked off my calendar. I don't know when I'll be back to editing. I cannot express how tired I am. Like, just this 13 minutes that it's taken me to record this, and I'm out of breath, and I'm tired. So the point is, why did I do this? Why did I do this to myself? It's because I miss this. I miss talking to you guys so much. Creating the podcast has felt like this huge way to battle against the weight of silence in my life. You know, I was in a pretty dark space when I started it, and it has staved off some other dark spaces. And I honestly thought about trying to record, you know, a crappy episode through my inline mic on my earbuds in the hospital room, but I couldn't figure out the technology on my phone, and I was even in worse shape then. So the point is, you guys are so, this show is so important to me, but you guys are so important to me, knowing that there are people out there in the world that are listening. So even on those days where you try and tell yourselves that you're unimportant and you don't do enough and your presence is ignorable or negligible, I'm telling you right now, knowing you are out there is one of the things that helped get me through. So thank you. I don't know when I'll be back again, but I will try. I will try for it to be soon. I hope that the treatments they've got me on help perk me up a little bit sooner. And in the meantime, just know that I know you're out there, and I appreciate you every day. You matter.